Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Ashley. How can I help today?
Hi, Ashley. My name is Sharon Weisskopf. I've been trying to get a cordless Dyson vacuum cleaner. It just won't go through. So that's why I'm calling you. Oh, I know what it says. It says that only one purchase or something like that, which I didn't do. I tried to, but anyway, I never got it. So it's saying that I'm not authorized or because of it not. It's as though I got one. I tried applying for it a couple of days back. So anyway, I'm calling you to see if you can fix it for me. And
okay, I'm happy to see what I can find in our system for you. What's your name and your zip code?
Sharon Weisskopf, Weisskopf. And what else did you need?
Your zip code.
My what, honey?
Your zip code. 48173. Okay, I believe I found some matching information, Ms. Sharon. Can you provide your street address as well for security purposes?
Sure. 29425 West Jefferson Avenue, apartment 19, Rockwood or Gibraltar, same zip code, Michigan 48173.
Okay, we have that on file. Thank you so much. So what this is bringing up in our system, Ms. Sharon, is where there was already a sweepstakes entry completed for that Dyson vacuum. It was after completing an online survey with us that was done, and it did enroll for our Bites Hub meal planning application to provide the qualifying enrollment and to share with you recipe guides cutting up sugar and carb cravings. I see you spoke with one of our representatives here on the 14th of January. Do you recall?
No, I haven't. No, this is the first time I've called.
Oh, wow. So it looks like we received another call regarding the sign up not going through for that Dyson, or rather the sign up wouldn't go through for the sweepstakes entry for the Dyson. Now, the sign up had already occurred, so most likely what the error message you're receiving is stating is since it is only allowed one sweepstakes entry per customer, it wouldn't
right.
allow you to complete the sign up process again. But if you're still wishing to remain, let's see what we can do.
Yeah, I sure would appreciate it. I got a bad back, and I really need something like that. That's lightweight and stuff.
Well, look, because the Bites Hub that does provide the enrollment into the name drawing, the monthly amount is about, it's $39.89. If you're wishing to remain in the sweepstakes for the Dyson, we're happy to apply a $20 discount per month. That may help out, and you can remain for as long as you're wishing to.
Okay, wait a minute. So you're saying I can't get that for, it said shipping and handling is $2.95?
There's some terms that are provided for the sweepstakes enrollment that explains the name drawing that's completed the first week of every month. It's from all qualified enrollments into our Bites Hub. So as long as you're with our Bites Hub meal planning app, you would have that enrollment once per month. That is
so,
mentioning
so
if
saying,
you are notified.
So you're saying I have to make payments on it?
For our meal plan to stay enrolled, yes, ma'am.
For your what, honey?
It's a meal plan. It was sent to your email provided.
Right.
It's an application you would download on your phone or tablet. It's giving you recipe guides that would cut out sugar and carb cravings, help you eat better and cook better.
No, I don't want that. I wanted the Dyson.
Gotcha. Well, our app, it would give you the enrollment into the random name drawing completed the first week of every month. If you're not wishing to continue, I do understand. We can go ahead to process a full cancellation here, and that would be effective immediately today.
No, I'm really confused.
On which part?
I did the survey, and then it says choose one.
Yes,
I chose
ma'am.
The Dyson for $2.95, shipping and handling. And I'm calling you because it won't go through. It says something.
Yes, ma'am. And the reason it's not going to, the reason that's not going to go through is because you already had an active sign up for the Dyson entry. It had enrolled you for our meal planning application. It's called the Bites Hub, which was sent over to your email. This is account we had.
What's the name, did you say?
Bites Hub. It's a meal planning application sent to the email. It's your first and last name, 1412@gmail.com.
I'm still really confused because, like I said,
I'm essentially explaining for you, it is not going to allow you to complete the sign-up process today because you had already done this once before. This was started, you had completed the sign-up with us back in October.
Yeah, I know it's not the first time I saw this, you know, it's various places that's
right.
You take the survey. But
right.
You were saying something about I'd have to pay what now?
So the full price for the meal planning application, the Bites Hub, is $39.89 per month. What I was offering is a discount we were providing to customers. It's $20 off. So if you're wishing to remain, it would be roughly $20 a month to stay.
For how long?
As long as you wish to remain in the sweepstakes. But,
I don't understand that. I really don't. So
I understand, and I do apologize if the terms on the sweepstakes enrollment aren't made more clear. With you not being interested in, you know, not accepting the provided discount earlier in our conversation, I did go ahead to provide a cancellation on this account so it doesn't continue to bill you monthly, and I can provide a confirmation number as well.
Okay, so what good would that be?
I'm sorry?
What good would that do, canceling?
In the call, when I was explaining that you had our meal planning application and the monthly billing is around, it's $39.89, I had offered you a discount where it's $20 instead of a month. You had mentioned you're not too interested in that service, so I processed a cancellation.
So, $19.95 for how long? How many months?
That discount would apply for as long as you're wishing to continue. But I had processed the cancellation for you, so we wouldn't do any automatic billings per month.
If I did a cancellation, does it clear it and let me take the survey again?
No, ma'am. Not to my understanding. No, it wouldn't.
No? Huh. So there's no way of getting it for just $2.95 for shipping and handling.
No, ma'am. See, it's not. You're not just paying the shipping and handling. That information is explaining if you're notified from the random name drawing that's completed that you have one, then you do pay the shipping. You are not guaranteed to win the Dyson. You're signing up to be in our Bites Hub meal planning application, which would provide you the enrollment.
Well, anyway, okay, so you said the full price, but you give me a discount, so that'd be $19.95 a month. For how many months?
For as long as you would wish to remain.
Yeah, but would I get the Dyson?
Again, it's a chance to win, ma'am. There's a random name drawing that's completed the first week of every month. You and many other customers would be in the enrollment if you have an active account. You have a chance to win.
It's a sweepstake kind of thing.
It's a sweepstakes. That's exactly it.
Huh. Well, I don't know how much that costs normally, but you're basically, not telling, you don't, they'd send that for the $19.95, but, I'm just wondering how many months I'd have to pay that. I don't know how much that costs.
Well, I mean, again, that discount would apply for as long as you're wishing to remain, or up until you decide you're done and give us a call, or up until you win. But I've processed a cancellation here, so I would like to provide you a cancellation confirmation number just to keep in your records.
Okay, so there's no way that, it was saying that I already had applied for it. So I don't know that, it's monthly. I don't know. I'm completely in the dark, so to speak. So if you cancel it, I can turn around maybe and do it again or what?
I've processed the cancellation on our end. You are more than welcome to try and see if it'll go through. I'm not sure if it would or not.
Okay, well, let's just do that, the cancellation, and then I'll check it out, because I'm sure I'll receive that thing again. So, canceled. Okay, go ahead and cancel it.
Okay. Yes, ma'am, I have that done. When you're ready, I would like to provide a cancellation confirmation number just to keep in your records.
Okay, go ahead, honey.
Yes, ma'am, that number is going to be C as in Charlie,
919.
885. Yes, 832.
832. Let me repeat it. C as in cat, 919-885-832?
That's exactly right, yes, ma'am.
Okay, all right. All right, well, I appreciate your help. Thank you very much.
Very welcome. Thanks for calling customer support. You have a great day.
All right, bye-bye.